Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah He, the Torah tells us that if an ox kills a person, the owner of that ox is Hayav Mita, he's put to death, but at the hands of Shamayim, at the hands of heaven, we don't actually kill him in a Bet Din on this earth, but the owner has the ability to save himself by paying a kofer, a ransom. He pays that to the heirs of the person who was killed. It becomes part of his estate. The Mishnah tells us more about that. Mishnah says, Shor shenagah et ha'adam vamet. If an ox gored a person and that person died, mu'ad mishalem kofed ve'tam patur min ha'kofed. The halacha is that if the ox was mu'ad, that already killed three people, then the owner pays a kofed. But if it was a tam animal, didn't kill three people before, then the owner does not have to pay that kofed, doesn't have to pay that ransom. But both of these oxen, the tam ox and the mu'ad ox, are put to death. They're stoned, as the Torah tells us, because they killed a person. Same as if the victim here was a boy or a girl, not an adult, a young child, if they were killed also, then the ox is killed as well. A person would think, oh, maybe it's only when it's an adult. But the Pisukim spell out, O beben yigah, O bat yigah, if a boy or a girl was also gored, the ox is killed as well in those situations. The Pisukim also say that if the person killed was an eved, im eved yigah, hashor, o ama, if a slave or a maidservant was killed, Pasuk says, Kesef sheloshim shekalim yiten la'adonav, v'hashor yisakel, 30 sela, 30 shekalim are paid to the master, and the ox is killed. We'll talk about that halacha now. Nagah eved o ama noten shiloshim selaim ben shehu yafe me'amane ben she'eno yafe ela dinar ehad. If an ox killed a Kna'ani slave or a female maidservant, then the ox is also put to death, and the owner has to pay a fine of shiloshim shekalim to the owner. Now, it doesn't matter the worth of the slave, whether it was worth 100 maneh, whether it was worth a single dinar, it doesn't matter. It's worth 30 selaim is the amount paid automatically, as the Torah tells us.